Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the afternoon roundtable discussion show. I'm going to sit here. The old man's podcast just finished. It doesn't look like there's anything else happening to me, so I'm going to sit here and wait and see if anybody comes in. And that's pretty much all I've got planned so far. So if anybody does come in, we'll have a conversation and we'll work out what we're talking about. Depending on who it is. There was 20 people, nearly 15, 20 people in the old man's podcast. So that means that there's 15 or 20 people looking for something else to do, potentially, or going about their business. I haven't done BitChute Fridays yet either. I need to do that at some point. But I'll make this. I've been messing around with Mixcloud. That's why I've been busy after this morning's conversation. So I've uploaded a few shows. I'm going to upload this one to Mixcloud as exclusive content for supporters. So whoever comes in, they're going to be exclusive. Vidget, welcome to the studio, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Basically, I'm from India, Madhya Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh, like, middle part of India. There's a state.
Right, cool. India's cool.
Yeah, India, Madhya Pradesh.
Good. So how's your day been today so far?
Oh, yeah. because of this pandemic, it's been around 9 months staying with my family, working from home. I work in KPMG. It's been around 2 years. I work there as a security expert. I'm providing consultancy.
Right, KPMG, big accounting company. Yeah, that's, you know, my thing about the right company.
Yeah, like that company. That company is all about, like,
Accounting.
accounting company, United States, biggest fourth company.
All right, that's cool. I've worked in a couple of. I never worked for an accountant. I worked in a couple of merchant ba a merchant bank a long time ago.
So where are you
Yeah,
from, by the way?
I'm in the north of England.
North of England. Wow.
I'm in Newcastle.
I like British accent, by the
All right. Yeah, I can't do anything about the accent. I just speak and it comes out.
I
It's
can't.
good. Hi, Sean, welcome to the room. If you want to call in, feel free, my friend. This is just an open conversation. No pressure because you might be working already. I don't know.
Breaker 10-4, radio project's over.
Hello there, Sean.
What's going on, my friends? You ready for this weekend?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
I'm kind of in a crappy location for this, but I got no Wi-Fi at the house, so maybe I'll just keep it short and sweet. Hopefully, you guys can't hear too much background stuff. Any
Yeah, it sounds
plans?
okay, doesn't it?
I'm having the New World O order over for dinner tonight.
Right, is it Thanksgiving weekend where you are, is it, or something like that?
I'm gonna go. Nobody liked that joke. I said I'm having the New World over for Thanksgiving dinner, or I guess that's not really a punchline, is it? I guess it's more of an opening for other
You need to
jokes.
build up to it, man. You need to build
Oh,
up
okay.
to it.
All right. Well, okay. Back to the drawing board. Yeah. Mr. A's in the house.
Mr. A, feel free to call in if you want to. It's just an open conversation today.
Yeah, I know, Mr. A is an amazing person. Seriously. It's been around 6 months, I think so. I know this person. We met on Zulfi's podcast. Zulfi Gul.
Yeah, I have a great Pakistan podcast. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's coming on tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern after the Chris Unplugged show. So once you guys are all hot and bothered from Chris spinning those records and awesome music for a couple hours, come hang out with me and blow off some steam. Wink, whatever that means. So enjoy the weekend. So we'll be doing reviews for cannabis, jokes, music, current events, and more. And more.
Amazing. You sound like you're on good form.
I'm in a great mood. I'm
completely prepared for that.
All the equipment broke down at work today, so I left early. So even I'll be out thousands of dollars, but I'm off early, so I'm feeling fantastic.
Yeah, I always like the days where we lose some equipment. That's good, man. I don't really have anything planned for the weekend. I'm just I found a local kind of group that meets in the park on Sunday morning, so I'll do that. Called Stand in the Park. It's a worldwide kind of just people standing around in the park talking about what's going on, basically. But it was quite good. All the local activists seemed to know about it, so there was about 20 people there, 25 people. And they're all people who turn up at roundabouts with placards and give out leaflets and write to the council and write to this person and that person. They're all activists, so it's a good place to kind of just get to know everybody in one place in an hour and a half.
That sounds awesome. Actually, that got me motivated to do a couple things. I had been considering myself an activist, but I haven't written a damn person yet. Sure as hell not handing out pamphlets. I need to get my ASS in gear. Thank you.
No worries. Well, it's called a Stand in the Park. They're all over the world, these meetings, so there might be one that's local to you. I don't know. You'll have to have a look on the website to find out, but I know they're in Australia and New Zealand and Europe.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you. There's a website, Stand in the Park. Excellent. Excellent.
And Sean, if there's nothing local, just set one up, mate.
Yep.
All you've got to do is just apply to set one up and be in the park when you see you're going to be.
That sounds fucking brilliant. Thank you. I think there's a reason why I got off early today. This is expert timing.
I'm quite good at expert timing, as you'll find out along the way. It's one of my specialities.
Yeah. That's good. A lot of life is timing. So.
Absolutely it is, man. Absolutely it is.
Well, I hope I could iron out some of this awkwardness of this conversation. I'm going to mute real quick. I have to not pee. There's some more awkwardness back in there. But no, all seriousness, this is great. Because I'm pretty sure my area doesn't have one. I'm pretty sure. I just don't see enough people not. I would be surprised if they did. How about that? So we'll find. Actually, you know what? The moment this program's over, I'm on it.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good idea for you.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Thank you. Now I have some direction because I had been kind of stewing on these things. Well, we all have been since this started. I just really didn't know where to jump in or start, and I know I'm going to be more effective as a offense for our cause if I'm not foolishly under arrest, incarcerated. And definitely not hospitalized, incarcerated by protesting, that kind of thing, because I'm afraid with the time we live in now, they're going to slap a mask on my handcuff butt and then probably even vaccinate my ass. And we can't really be sure of that nowadays, now can we? So This is good. You have to be careful. I have some direction. Thank you.
No worries at all.
Other plans for the weekend. I'm going to pick up my where I left off this summer. I had been doing lake swimming, but the water became unswimmable because there just was no natural wildlife anymore. So I thought it would be best not to swim down there. And long story short, so I got around like 3 miles, and I have the last 2 summers. So I'm going to continue the mission statement tonight in an indoor pool in a top secret location. I'm going for 5 miles. It should be cool. And then I'm going to take that good vibes to the Chris Unplugged show and hopefully coast on through and shit, bring Stan in the Park these vibes. This is interesting. This is, or not interesting is kind of undermeans the, how about, let me just be short. Thank you. This is great.
No worries. Just make of it what you can. That's what I'm doing. I'm hooking up with, I'm probably not going to end up on a roundabout with a placard, but I might send off some letters for some people. And as long as everybody does a little bit of something, then we're making progress, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, I've actually like caused like further paralysis for me to like really take action as far as like leaving signs up and doing some other things based on regret and procrastinating this long, because we don't really have like a long timeline to take action. I feel like, you know, sleeping on these causes for an hour is like a week, and to miss a week, you know, you could miss, and you know, shit, we just mentioned the timing thing. So, you know, rather than me put my tail head between my tail or however the saying is, it's time to take charge. So this is great. I'm back in the game. Thank you.
And no, worries,
I definitely know how to throw my weight around when it comes to this kind of shit.
Yeah, don't put yourself under pressure though, Sean, because you'll end up in fight or flight mode and wear yourself out.
That is some. Did everybody hear that? I'm not. Oh, I think it's just us three. But if this get, that is the best advice in the world. Thank you. You're right.
Yeah, because your adrenaline will burn out or whatever. You'll end up, you know what I mean. You end up just being frantic about everything, and it doesn't achieve anything.
Right, unable to really be concise with decision making, and probably look worn the fuck out within like a week. You know.
Yeah. Just
health issues. And I get you.
I mean, what I'm doing, I'm just picking one thing. I'll figure it out as I go along, but I'm going to pick one thing and just concentrate on that and let other people do their one thing.
Oh, man, that's a really great idea. And let me actually add on to that. As far as not avoiding as much as possible staying in fight or flight, is that homeostasis? I forget how that's worded, but to add on to that, take note, everyone listening out there, like we all know, if you know yourself enough, like what kind of habits, like, you know, I have a tendency at that like late night hour to grab for the junk food and stuff when I'm in like, you know, fuck it, fuck the world attitude mindset, you know, with this kind of shit, you know, I can kind of hunker down and have like positive reactions or responses. But, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So, you know, if you're a diabetic, maybe now's not the time to have reactive ice cream habits. You know, if you're an alcoholic, watch yourself. You know, don't be out there, you know, killing yourself, making it further worse. So just something to, just to take note, everybody. Be observant of how you're reacting or responding to these pressures that we have been put upon us. And remember, if you're feeling a little crazy, it's probably a good thing. I think if anybody who's running clean right now is a psychopath.
So yeah, it's definitely the world's upside down. So it's, if you're not responding to it in a strange way, then you belong there probably. I don't know, man. It's all a bit weird to me. So I literally just do what's in front of me. I pretty much always have. Just do what's in front of my face in the best way I can, and then move on to the next thing that's in front of my face to do. But it's everybody's got their own way. Yeah, I think I'm going to keep this time in, I think.
Hey, you're getting some great responses from your show. You're all the way on the other side of the world, but you're almost to that 1,000 margin. That's great. You should be getting an award here from Podbean.
Oh, is that when things happen? Oh, because I'm on the I'm about nearly 800 listeners now, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you should get one at like 500, 1,000. I think the next increment is 2,000. Then it's like 5,000. Then they're like, I guess they think you're big shit at that point. Then it's like 10,000 chunks. I'm surprised you're not a level 2 yet. But you're definitely in the top 3 intelligent, worthwhile programs on here. So whatever numbers, the old saying is like numbers don't lie. Well, you know, the people behind the numbers do, and depending on the sequence and context. But so the numbers are lying here a little bit. They're not showing what a brilliant mind you have. Not to be too sweet today, but we need more people like you. Honestly, if we had more people like you, we probably wouldn't be in this fucking mess in the first place. Honestly. You'd probably be standing in a park playing chess or something. I don't know.
I was surprised how many people showed up at that meeting. I was expecting half a dozen, but it was like 25 people over about an hour and a half. I was there for about an hour or just over. And there was a fair few people came and went in an hour and a half. So there's people kind of must know about the activists all know about it. When I told them I had a radio show, they said, "Can you talk about Stand in the Park?" I said, "Yeah, of course I can." That's part of my job, really, isn't it? To get the word out.
Well, you nailed it because I'm fired up. For sure. And also, let me ask you, at the end of that hour and a half of the Stand in the Park meeting, how did you feel afterwards? Was it like the most therapeutic hour and a half you've had since COVID-19 started, being around 20 normal people at once?
It wasn't kind of energizing or anything, but it was just a good thing that we'd all had a conversation comparing notes about Peter McCulloch with somebody and comparing notes about like all the people I'm listening to and having a conversation about whether the virus actually exists or not with a person in real life in a park as opposed to on the internet where it happens all the time.
Well, I know one thing. If I get... I have like very basic entry level jobs now. They're like hardworking jobs, and they're kind of like a lot of people would consider lower on the totem pole. But with that being said, I know that if I make a mistake at those jobs, I have to explain myself and I have to be responsible. So, even in these lower end jobs, I can't just tell somebody, a customer, well, you know, screw you, ask China. Let alone the president of the United States when asked about XYZ. Oh, I don't know. Ask China. No, we don't have China in our phone contact, sir. We're asking your ass because you're our fucking president. But yet this man got accolades for this kind of behavior. I'm like, can anybody see through this garbage? Now, with that being said, I almost voted for Trump. For the first time in my life, I almost voted. Ever since a teenager, I always saw through the left-right paradigm. But this last time, I almost got so excited because they really did do a good job of posturing Trump to mirror people in the regard that a lot of people felt like they were being unable to say what they really felt, whether it was social cues that were disarming men to be real men with the toxic masculinity, or if it was just flat out censorship and people being sued for air quote hate speech. It really did seem like Trump was saying what the people felt for half of the people. Now, everybody say that the election was stolen.
Cambridge Analytics has been analyzing keywords for him for 5 years, haven't they? So they've got a list of keywords of everything that you need to say to get people to vote in a particular way. So you just design a speech around those keywords and you've got people. It's all a limbic system. How that, Sean?
So I came across this show on YouTube. It's called The Days of Noah. Days is spelled with a Z, not an S. This guy is like super with it. I know you're going to love the program, but one term he brought up was objective terms or objective language. And then you further are breaking it down with key terms. So these guys have really got it down to a science, to the point where I consider it lesser magic because of its manipulative, deceptive nature, and because of the ripples and the catastrophic effect. It's fucking evil.
Well, it depends. It's neutral, but it's being used in a way that's potentially evil. But the words themselves are neutral. It's just it's the way they're being used that's the problem. Because words are only going to do that if they're emotionally charged in that way.
Right. I got you. Like a tank to itself. You know, or a gun to itself, it's an object, just like the numbers. They don't lie. Now, when you're firing bullets at people, you know, or running over the White House, then it gets to be different.
That's the problem.
If you use the objective language to lead people off a cliff, then there you have it.
Yeah, that's it, man. And if you've got 5 years worth of data, and all you need is a 5% swing to make sure your guy gets into the White House, then you just make sure you've got enough of those keywords in his speeches to swing at 5%. That's what they did.
Is it that low? Is it really that low, 5%? That's crazy. I can see that.
I made the number up, but it's something like that. There's not very much. I mean, the Democrat, I don't do American politics really, but there's not that much difference in terms of numbers between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's always pretty close, isn't it?
My always thing is, you know, it's fake because they show the election like in air quote real time, as if it's some kind of fucking Olympic event. Uh-oh, it's neck and neck. We're coming down to the last hour. Like, shut the fuck up. Part of my language. Enough is enough, you know? It's not my job to delicately light their word their mistakes. You know, I'm a victim in all this, like we all are. So screw these people. And on top of it, that's another sign of a psychopath. They're going to victimize us, but then have us walking on eggshells when it comes time to, like, articulate how bad things have gotten. So no, fuck them. And yes, I am angry. And no, I'm not going to apologize for having a wide variety of emotions like anger. But if you ask me, well, the election was stolen ahead of time when they give you these dopey choices. You mean to tell me that these are the two brightest of the bunch in the entire world of the United States of America? Yeah, I said it. Or was that even the goal, exactly, to get smart people? Or are we just having flat out family members of family members? Or we're just taking used up shitty actors like Ronald Reagan and then rebooting and revamping him as a president? Like, what the F is going on here? Like, what are we going to have next as a president? J-Lo? Mario Lopez? Like, this shit needs to stop. It's so blatant that they have AOC in there doing Vogue makeup kits. Everybody knows damn well she's in there because she's attractive. Like, just enough is enough. Enough is enough. So the election is stolen every 4 years when they give us these just a joke for choices. You know, I'm like, you know, this is insanity. And it's kind of like irrelevant anyways when you're blowing money, $90 billion for NASA, and 80% of our medical is owned by China. And the fact that nobody knew that and or could do anything about it leading up to this point, to the point to where it's our culture just to tongue-in-cheek say, well, that's the way it goes. Scootily-doo-bop the day, back to work. No, that's not the way it goes. You do something about it, like our forefathers supposedly did, Masonic jerk-offs, and we take our country back. But now I'm seeing a totalitarian takeover from top all the way down to you have your free Masonic neighborhoods. Like, it's bad. You know, you can't even park at a Burger King with my car being sandwiched within seconds and people kind of like being snoopy. And you know, I'm like, none of these people are working. Like, what the fuck's going on here that the 20 people at People's Drugstore are all wearing the same two colors? I'm assuming there's some kind of gang activity going, no matter what age and demographic. So you have all these atrocities. If you ask me, our medical, which is something that would save your life, right? Is far more important even than who the president is, right? Especially when nobody's going to be able to be taken accountable for anyways. It just seems like hot air. And you actually are losing some of the activist numbers based on people who are still saying, well, Trump had the wall, and that's a great thing, and scooby-doo-dop, and Biden can't put 2 cents together, and Trump would do something, and we had low gas price. I'm like, guys, it's irrelevant. Take a look at the world. Everybody's running around with a bondage mask. Like, honestly, shut the F up. I stole the election. Are you kidding me? You got to pray to Zool to go into a giant food. Come on. I'm done.
I enjoyed that, man. It was good.
Gracias. I'll be all inclusive with my thank you, gracias. Oh, snap. Get that last dig in there. Oh, man. I think I chased off everybody when I said the T word.
I don't know. I haven't even checked yet. It was...
it was worth it. If that's all it took was to mention Trump to get them out of here, then they weren't really ready to fight for the cause anyways. No offense.
No, I mean, it takes all sorts, man. It takes everybody doing all the people that you kind of put to one side as not being very useful might turn out to be useful in the end.
Actually, you're very right about that, too. I might have just had a breakthrough live here. You're killing it today, man. This is between the stand in the park and what you just said now. You're right, because that's actually been exemplified in my life, if that's a word, on many occasions, even this week, you know, where it's like somebody who might have formerly been an enemy is now, you know, on your side or taking a positive role in your life. So,
exactly. I've seen this all throughout my lifetime.
You're very right, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, it can be somebody that you've been disagreeing with for 15 years that turns up when you need somewhere to stay and says you can have the spare room. You know what I mean? You can't tell.
Right. Such is life, right? You know what I think? That's actually one of the great things about life, you know? I think like we're kind of thrown into these... Oop. So sorry.
It sounds like you've got sirens in the background.
That's not me. Sounds like Dr. Fauci is saying another speech. Is that hot air coming out of Dr. Fauci? Bunch of lies.
Well, I've got Mr. Ear back in. We've got John Gale just come in. I think if everybody stayed, yeah, and everybody stayed, so that's all right. Welcome to the show, guys. You're welcome to You're welcome to call in if you want to. It's just a conversation. Anything can happen, pretty much.
I'm muted. What the?
I don't know. I think it's.
That sounds like Roseanne Barr's vagina.
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's me.
Wait, it sounds like the AOC new Green Deal energy policy.
All right. Let's see. We've got people in here, so I don't want to close this down when there's people in. So I'm gonna have a.
That's actually the sound of Biden sniffing someone's hair. It's like Biden's a bit of like a closet womanizer too, right? So you know, like, have you ever seen him like shake AOC's hand? He just has this look like, yes, he sent me a Spanish love slave. You can just read his face like, oh yeah, I'm going to videotape this one. Hey, whoever's making that shush noise, I need to ask you something. What's that one lady's name? Oh yeah, what's her face is dripping down? Half of her face is like, looks like a stroke, jinx. Pelosi. Do you think she has real boobs? No, they're full of air. They're full like a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You're getting on a bit, so I would imagine that they've been adapted somewhat.
I think I'm out of like air sounding noise jokes. Oh wait, no, that's the sound of the wind whipping around in Trump's toupee. There we go. I coughed up one more. Let me see if I got one more joke in my back pocket to start this weekend. Do you see Biden almost fall down those stairs too? I think it's that specifically that staircase. Somebody rigged that shit like a practical jokester. They're like, let's see what Biden or Trump, who, honestly, maybe old school dress shoes is really hard. They're probably going to fly off their fucking staircase.
Yeah,
on the Air Force One.
If it's wet, then it it's then really you wouldn't get any grip with it.
It's a windbag.
All right, Sean, I think I'm going to shut this down now, I think. I hate to do it when there's an audience, but food is beckoning me.
That sounds about right. I should probably be eating something too to prepare for my top secret special swim. Make sure you guys check out Chris Unplugged 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and then me shortly after 11 p.m.
It's about time. 9 p.m. Eastern is 2 o'clock in the morning for me, so unless I'm still awake, I'll be...
Well, hey, what else are you going to be doing? Just kidding. All right, guys, have a wonderful quarantine.
Yeah, be well, man.
Yep. And if you are stuck in quarantine inside of a house, try to make sure it's house music, which is dance music on a 4/4 beat, I believe. All right, whoever is the whoopee cushion guy, later.
See you later, guys.
Who knows? You might be on my side one day. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Hoorah!
Hi, man.